And this time on Culture File, good election results, vaccine popping over the horizon, things are looking up for planet Earth's humans. But let's not get carried away. And who better to halt that transportation than Maurice Gohan? She would like to draw your attention, amid all the jubilation, to an enduring global problem for which no remedy is yet available. Billionaires.
I hate billionaires. Don't get me wrong, I'm a capitalist through and through. I love to buy things. I have to consume every day. I can't even go on a walk unless my end destination is a shop or a supermarket. I always need to be spending. When the government said the middle aisles and Lidl were non-essential, I genuinely fainted. But billionaires, I don't agree with. You can't be an ethical billionaire. You can't make that much money without robbing other people of human rights. Someone has to give for you to get that much. When I got my first adult job at 20 in Chicago, I was earning $35,000 a year. I felt like a millionaire. All this money, baby, make it rain. Now, 10 years later, I'm still on the same salary. Don't get me wrong, I don't think I deserve any more. Sure, I give half my awake day to it, but that's a just cost for my barely apt labor. But billionaires make like $300,000 a day. Sure, they're a lot smarter and more hardworking than me, but 3,000% more? No one is 3,000% more than anything. It doesn't check out. I read before that if Bill Gates drops $100, it would cost him more to stop and pick it up. That's not right. That's not innovation and entrepreneurship. That's legal robbery. Besides people who get rich on the stock market, every billionaire becomes one based on thousands of other people who work for little to give them so much. No billionaire actually makes the things they sell. They make other people do it, and they laugh about it on yachts with models young enough to be their daughters. Jeff Bezos is the biggest billionaire. His name is so important, Microsoft Word gives me a red squiggle when I don't capitalize his name. Jeff Bezos, capitalized, is the richest person in the world, and the only billionaire that doesn't even pretend to be sort of a good guy. He doesn't hide behind charity or human progression. He stands there like the devil incarnated and says, "So what? This is who I am." And somehow we just respect that. We reward it. We open Amazon Prime accounts. You know, as millions lost their jobs, as most countries went into a recession, as nearly a million lost their lives, Jeff Bezos made $24 billion. During this terrible pandemic we're in, Jeff Bezos added more zeros to his name than he could ever spend. And what did he do with all this extra wealth? Absolutely nothing. But it trickles down, right? That's the biggest argument for billionaires. Their wealth trickles down and stimulates the economy. It massages the economy, easing out the knots, until we're in a much better position than we were before the billionaire put his greasy paws on us. One Amazon training video included a testimonial from an employee who claimed she'd lost 20 pounds from all that walking around, posing it as a benefit. Elon Musk's company Tesla, the stock skyrocketed in the past few months. At the same time, he made his employees take a 10% salary cut. And then he tweeted out that employees also get stock, so it balanced out. Except no, it didn't. Employees have to stay for 5 years to get stock. And most don't. Either they leave because of unbearable work conditions or they're fired for not being good enough. Billionaires make money and it does not trickle down. They hoard it all like greedy little trolls. And we praise them for their business acumen. We're all closer to being homeless than we are to being a billionaire. So why do we defend and protect them? As much money as they have, there's way more of us than them. We can take them down. We could, say, make being a billionaire illegal. Once you get to 999 million, the clock should pause. And anything else you made is given back to the world that let you make it all. Or there's a second option. Just like there's only one share, we only let there be one billionaire. I'm talking Colosseum of Rome, gladiator style. They fight it out. One billionaire is left standing. And then Russell Crowe kills him.
Maurice Gohan there on the resistible rise of the billionaires. And next time on Culture File, Aisling Kelleher on spontaneous social apps.